Now, we review every sermon using the same diagnostic. It's got three parts. First of all, listen for how often Jesus is mentioned. Just keep a simple running tally. You don't have to just use this when we do these radio reviews of sermons. Use this on Sunday morning. In fact, yesterday I was preaching at a local congregation, came out after one of the services saying hello to everybody, and one of the people who had been there listening said that they'd used this diagnostic on my sermon. How often is Jesus mentioned? Keep a simple running tally of how often you hear Jesus mentioned. We're not talking here about generic God or the big man upstairs or you-know-who. We're talking about specific mentions of the second person of the Trinity, our Savior Jesus Christ, in whatever form that may come. Now, that's important. It really is important. It sounds so simple, but it's important for this reason. Everyone claims to have Christ-centered preaching. Everyone says, we're preaching Christ and Him crucified. Well, the first hurdle to preaching Christ and Him crucified is to mention Christ. If a sermon doesn't mention Jesus, it's not about Jesus. It's that simple. That's why we have that as the first part of our sermon diagnostic. The second part, if Jesus is mentioned, then is He the subject of the verbs? Sounds kind of grammatical, doesn't it? Well, who's doing the doing when Jesus is mentioned? Is He the subject of the verbs, the one driving the verbs, doing the action? Or is He somewhere later in the sentence as the passive recipient of your actions, your doing? Who's driving the verbs? That's part number two. And if Jesus is mentioned and He's the subject of the verbs, then go on to part number three. What are the verbs? What is the preacher telling you that Jesus has done, is doing, will do for you? Is this the Jesus who merely helps, relieves your stress, gives you the spiritual equivalent of a back rub at the end of a hard day, maybe a foot rub too, helps you manage your stressful family life, work? Or is this, in terms of the verbs, the kind of Jesus that Scripture talks about, the one who lives a perfect life in your place, suffers and dies a perfect death in your place, and rises again, all for you? When you're done with this three-part diagnostic, you can determine one very simple thing. Was the preacher preaching about Christ and what He does for you, or was he preaching about someone else and what they do? If you have time when you're done, you can step back and ask yourself these two questions. What problem did the preacher diagnose in me? Sin or stress? My rebellion against God, or I just don't have enough hours in the day? And what solution did he offer to that problem? What cure? What antidote? If he diagnosed sin, was it the sinless life of Jesus Christ as your substitute? Or if he diagnosed your problem as stress, was it just the Jesus who helps you organize your day planner? Maybe in a spiritual sense. That's the three-part diagnostic plus those extra questions.